Diabetes Breakthrough.
Good morning, greetings, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, but you don't know where to begin, you've come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. And that's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis and acne and rosacea, eczema, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, and autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body and the world of biology? Simply standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is always a healing and regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem miraculous to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you have questions about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, we welcome your phone calls at 866-582-9933. If you want to chime in on our conversation today, you're welcome to join in. And if you have a success story about how nutrition has helped you in your life or in your family's life, we love hearing success stories. Give us a call at 866-582-9933. Share your story, and maybe you can help someone else out, one of our other listeners out, 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, you can call Phyllis and Andy or Frank or Frank or Annie or Danette at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. They know all about the longevity products, and they know all about the longevity business. If you want to make some money selling longevity products, or if you want to join me in my mission to help educate the world about the power of nutritional supplementation, you can always go to my website as well, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com. There's a Join Now link that you can click on, and somebody will get back to you with information about the longevity products or the longevity business. And we have a shopping cart up there as well. We've got articles, we've got videos. Make sure you check out the 8 chapters of good nutrition videos, which are will give you the basics of what The Bright Side is all about. Okay, let's see where I want to start. We're going to talk about my favorite vitamin, continue talking about my favorite vitamin, vitamin B12 and its relevance to adrenal health, which we're still on. But before I get to that, I want to address something that we kind of touched on yesterday at the end of the program with a caller who was suffering from both anemia and hemorrhoids, which doesn't seem like there'd be a lot of connection between the two. But the reason that I think this call is important and I want to discuss it just a little bit is because it provides a good example of how doing medical detective work can allow us to find causes rather than simply treating symptoms. The medical model is all about symptom management, working with symptoms. And if our caller went to a typical doctor, she'd probably get a hemorrhoid cream and maybe some iron pills or some Geritol. The way I like to work here on The Bright Side is to look for biochemical breakdowns that symptoms have in common. If we think of illness as a mystery, our symptoms can be likened to clues. And aside from the fact that you're not going to solve a mystery by hiding clues, our clues are our friends. And the more clues we have, the easier it's going to be to solve a mystery. If you have a dead body in your living room and there's blood around, you're not going to find the murderer by cleaning up the blood. Likewise, you're not going to find the cause of a disease by addressing the clue or by addressing the symptom. By examining clues, by looking at clues, rather than trying to hide the clues, not only do you have an opportunity to eliminate the symptoms without drugs and without doctors, but you can also, and this is very important, you can also eliminate the likelihood of further symptoms and disease and improve longevity and improve quality of life at the same time. A drug cannot do that because the drug is only addressing the clue. It's only addressing the sign. It's only addressing the symptom. It's not addressing the biochemical cause. So in this particular case, the two clues we're working with are anemia and hemorrhoids. Okay? Now, anemia and hemorrhoids. Let's look at those two specifically. Anemia is technically a problem making red blood cells. It's actually the most common of all the blood ailments. It affects 1 to 2% of Americans. Red blood cells are carrying oxygen. That's their role. They carry oxygen. And without red blood cells, tissue, your body, basically isn't going to get oxygen. And you're not going to feel so good. In fact, without enough red blood cells, every single system in the body can break down. And conversely, there are breakdowns in many other symptoms of the body that can cause problems with red blood cells. There's actually over 400 different types of anemias. They can be caused by blood loss or problems making blood cells, or if there's some kind of aberrant, unusual destruction of red blood cells. There's so many different things that can cause problems making red blood cells, most especially nutritional deficiencies, that try to figure out the exact cause of anemia without having any other information is like looking for a needle in a haystack. Remember, illness is like a mystery. And we want to use our symptoms as clues to solve the mystery. So the more symptoms we have, the more clues we have, and the easier it's going to be to solve our mystery. And that's where our second clue comes in. In this case, that's the inflamed hemorrhoids. So the question then becomes, what do enlarged or inflamed hemorrhoids and anemia have in common? The answer, the liver. First of all, the most important part of the body to focus on, if there is anemia, it's always going to be the liver. The liver is processing all of the nutrients for building blood cells, iron, B vitamins. Hemorrhoids are circulatory tissue that drain into the liver. When the liver is clogged up, blood that's supposed to be going from the hemorrhoid area to the liver backs up. It pools up in the bottom part of the body, and that's where you get your enlarged hemorrhoids. Just picture a tube with the liver on the top and the hemorrhoid vessels on the bottom. Okay, so you got a tube, liver on the top, hemorrhoid on the bottom. What's supposed to happen is the blood is supposed to go from the bottom, from the veins in the bottom part of the body, into the liver, and then back up to the heart. If the liver is clogged, the blood is not going to get in there, and it's going to pool up in the bottom, and that's where you get your swelling and vein enlargement and hemorrhoids. Varicose veins are the same thing, by the way. Hemorrhoids and varicose veins are basically the same idea. Hemorrhoid is a varicose vein of your butt, and a varicose vein is a hemorrhoid of your leg. It's the same problem. Blood is not getting up to the liver secondary to the liver being clogged up. Your doctor, if you go to the doctor and you tell them you got varicose veins or hemorrhoids, they're going to try and yank out your varicose veins or give you some kind of hemorrhoid cream. But of course, that's not going to do anything for your liver. The fact that our caller had both enlarged hemorrhoidal tissue and anemia tells us that more than likely there's something clogging up the liver. When you add into the mix that 30% of Americans have some kind of liver dysfunction, the odds are pretty good that what we're looking at here is a problem with the liver. And the reason I wanted to bring this up before we get into our main topic is because it's such a good example of an effective way to look at symptoms and illness. The modern medical treatment for this girl would be iron for the anemia and a steroid cream maybe, anusol HC or Proctacort for her hemorrhoids, iron or B12 or folic acid for the anemia. What I would be doing is addressing liver issues, which first of all means looking at the digestive system. And if you have anemia and you have enlarged hemorrhoids and you try to tell me you don't have any digestive issues, I'm not buying it. Not necessarily that somebody's lying, but it's just that we need to start paying attention to our digestive symptomology. Now, am I saying it's impossible to be anemic and have hemorrhoid problems without digestive issues? No, nothing is impossible. It's just extremely unlikely. People, you've got to understand that if you have any health challenges, especially with the liver and the lower part of the body, and we're eating even remotely the standard American diet, let alone if we're doing a soda pop and desserts and cakes and all the other things that we know we shouldn't be doing, it's next to impossible not to be able to look at some kind of digestive dysfunction. When I get calls from folks who are sick and they say there's no digestive problems, number one, it's next to impossible, and number two, it makes it much more difficult to correct a biochemical breakdown if we can't find a digestive cause. Like Bob Seger said, it's like working on mysteries without any clues. An illness is a mystery, and one of the most important clues is going to be the foods we're eating, which should come as no surprise to any of our listeners. We'll talk about how to simplify this whole process when we come back from our break and talk about vitamin B12, my favorite of all the vitamins. When we come back, our number is 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Thanks for joining us today, folks. Our number is 866-582-9933. We're here every day, 5 days a week, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. If you like what you hear, tell your friends, and you can always get to our archive page on brightsideben.com if you miss a program or you want to review a program. You can also find the shopping cart up there with all the fine Youngevity products on brightsideben.com, or you can call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Frank or Danette or Annie at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask them about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine multivitamin mineral complex powder you add to water and drink. You get yourself a big dose of all your fat-soluble vitamins, vitamins D, E, A, K, the B complex, vitamin C, minerals, glucosamine, MSM, for $50 a month. It tastes great, and it's a nice way to show somebody how powerful nutritional supplementation can be, because most folks notice results within a couple of days, especially if you're deficient. And that's one of the neatest things about nutritional supplementation programs is the more deficient you are, the faster your body will respond to a good nutritional supplement program. And the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a great way to experience this. All right, so we're talking about some medical detective work, and I'm going to continue talking about B12, and we got a whole bunch of folks on the line. We'll try to get to all your calls here before the end of the program, but I want to talk about simplification, because you can see this can sort of get complicated, this whole anemia, hemorrhoids, liver issues, nutritional deficiencies, and the last thing I want to do on this program is cause any more confusion. It's already too confusing what's going on with health, and people are basically throwing up their arms and giving up, and that's the last thing I want to happen. The bright side is really about the simplicity of health and wellness. So here's how you want to simplify, whether it's a hemorrhoid issue, whether it's anemia, or whatever your health challenges are. You always, 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 always want to return to the three main systems of the body. Number one, focus on the digestive system. If you do nothing else, simply by focusing on the digestive system, you will be making huge strides towards improving your health and longevity. Whatever you're dealing with, you need to look for a digestive component. Is it 100% of the time that there's a digestive angle to approach? Well, probably, but maybe 99%. Maybe 1% of the time there's no digestive component, but certainly for the large majority of illnesses, there's going to be a digestive component, and we want to find it because that gives us a clue. That gives us a powerful place for us to work. The large percentage of biochemical health challenges have a digestive component. That means it's next to impossible, folks, to have something going on in the liver or the varicose veins or the hemorrhoids or arthritis or anything else without a digestive component. And it's in our interest to find that digestive component because it's a powerful clue. So that's number one, focus on the digestive component. Number two, stabilize blood sugar fluctuations. That means reducing or even eliminating what I call the fast-burning foods, the processed flour and corn and potatoes, especially potatoes without the skin. Mashed potatoes are a horrible food choice to make. Mashed potatoes, regular eating or ingestion of mashed potatoes is begging for diabetes, people. If you're going to be eating potatoes, at least eat the peels or just eat the peels because at least you'll be getting some nutrients there. And of course, when it comes to stabilizing blood sugar fluctuations, it goes without saying that you want to reduce the dessert type of foods and the soda pop, and also easy on the fruits. Small pieces of fruits, berries, grapes, strawberries, little tiny bites of maybe a quarter banana or a quarter of an apple, that kind of thing. Easy on the fruits and look for fruits that have lots of fiber. And then number three, we want to be doing all the adrenal gland corrections that we've been talking about here the past couple of weeks. And for God's sake, people, make sure we're deep breathing in for oxygen and powerfully exhaling out. Even if you have to concentrate on it just once a day, if you do that once a day, you will feel so good for the one time you do it once a day, you'll feel so good for the next minute or two, you're not going to want to stop doing it. Just slow deep breathing in, push your belly out, your belly should go out as you're breathing in, and your belly should come in as you're exhaling, and the exhaling is when you're detoxifying. Don't waste your money on any fancy detoxification programs, cleansing programs, if you're not exhaling, which is God's way of having us detoxify ourselves. So inhaling deeply and powerfully exhaling. If you take these three steps, digestive system, stabilize blood sugar fluctuations, working on adrenal health, there isn't a single degenerative health condition that will not improve and possibly even be eliminated. As far as anemia goes, there are hundreds of different types of anemia, over 400, and one of the most interesting involves the vitamin that we've been talking about here the last couple of days. It's called vitamin B12 anemia, and even though the more technical term is pernicious anemia, or PA, I call pernicious anemia vitamin B12 anemia, because unlike all the other anemias, which are really blood cell issues, problems with blood cells, making blood cells, or unusual destruction of blood cells, or maybe nutritional deficiencies around blood cells, vitamin B12 is really a vitamin B12 issue and a digestive issue, because vitamin B12 is difficult to absorb. PA, pernicious anemia, or vitamin B12 anemia is related to problems absorbing vitamin B12. To put it another way, this type of vitamin B12 anemia is a digestive issue that results in B12 deficiencies, and it is a serious problem. If there's damage to the stomach, such as the kind that occurs with ulcers or gastritis or autoimmune diseases, or if stomach acid is somehow suppressed, that can have a negative effect on vitamin B12 absorption, and the result can be fatigue, it could be lethargy, it could be feeling crappy, it could be dementia, it could be problems concentrating, it could be all kinds of issues, because vitamin B12 is involved in all kinds of functions in the body. So it's an anemia, but it's not a blood cell anemia, it's a vitamin B12 deficiency anemia. If your doctor told you that you have H. pylori, you're at risk for vitamin B12 deficiency anemia. If you're taking Nexium or Prilosec or Zantac or any of these drugs that suppress stomach acid, you're also at risk for vitamin B12 deficiency anemia. If you're taking Nexium or Prilosec or one of these proton pump inhibitors, PPI drugs, you may want to think about getting a vitamin B12 shot, or maybe some intranasal vitamin B12, or maybe sublingual vitamin B12 supplements. Those are the kind of vitamin B12 supplements that you put under your tongue. Sublingually is a great way to get medicine into the body, because you have a lot of vasculature, you have a lot of blood supply under your tongue, and nutrients can go right into the blood. Same with intranasally. There's a lot of blood supply that can access anything you put in the nose. So putting stuff in the nose or underneath the tongue is a great way to get nutrients or anything else into the body for that matter. But as far as vitamin B12 goes, if you have a problem with stomach acid, if you have any kind of digestive condition, you may have an impaired absorption of vitamin B12, so you may want to look at intranasal or sublingual or even intramuscular vitamin B12 injections that you get at the doctor's office. Or better yet, you may want to just not take your Nexium and your Prozac and your Prilosec and just figure out what's going on in your digestive system, and then you're not going to have to worry about intranasal or sublingual. Vitamin B12 is involved in numerous different systems in the body. It would be hard to talk about them all. In fact, vitamin B12 deficiency looks like so many different health crises that we confront, from autoimmune issues to multiple sclerosis to dementia to every single marker of aging, that most nutritionists call vitamin B12 deficiency the hidden epidemic. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. We'll get to all your phone calls. Our number's 866-582-9933. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Check out my website, brightsideben.com. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this. Don't go away.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go across town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret to credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones I recommend, call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima at 866-735-2470 or get to my website, brightsideben.com, and there's a shopping cart up there. And make sure you check out the Beyond Tangy Tangerine multivitamin mineral complex powder that you add to water and drink, and you get a big dose of all your basic nutrients, iron, calcium, minerals, the B vitamins, including vitamin B12, in mega dose quantities, liquid fashion, in a nice steady state level that your body loves. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you can get that off the shopping cart or by calling Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. Of course, you can get all the longevity products by making a phone call or by getting on our website. We're talking about vitamin B12 and its importance in pretty much every single marker of aging. Every single marker of aging there is. And sometimes I wonder how much of what we call aging is nothing more than nutritional deficiency, and nothing exemplifies this more than vitamin B12, because number one, vitamin B12 is difficult to find in foods, especially in the standard American diet. Number two, vitamin B12 absorption is difficult. Vitamin B12 deficiency associated with brain shrinkage in later life. This is an article that was published just this week, actually, in the journal Neurology. And many of the symptoms associated with Alzheimer's disease and dementia are really B12 deficiency symptoms. And if you have a loved one who's elderly and starting to show some of the signs of dementia or losing their memory or confusion or any kind of mental issues, any kind of neurological issues or any kind of movement disorders, it might be wise to see if you can get them into the doctor's office and get them a shot of vitamin B12. You don't have to go to a medical doctor to do that. A naturopath can do that. But getting an injection of vitamin B12 is a great way to see if you're looking at vitamin B12 deficiency more than you're looking at some kind of permanent neurological damage or symptom of aging. If your loved one improves after having a vitamin B12 injection, well, there you go. Now you know you're not confronting something that is terminal or something that cannot be reversed. If your loved one improves with a vitamin B12 deficiency, with a shot of vitamin B12, you may want to consider getting your loved one on a lot of other nutritional supplements and see what happens. Sometimes older folks don't like going the nutritional route. They believe the doctor, but if you have a physician who can inject vitamin B12, that might be a good way to convince your loved one about the importance of these things, these nutritional supplements and vitamins. All right, I was promised yesterday I would tell you about why vitamin B12 is such a powerful vitamin. It's active in thousands of times weaker doses than most other vitamins. And the reason that is because every molecule of vitamin B12 has a little magnetic element smack dab in the middle of it. In fact, it has one of the most electromagnetic minerals of all the minerals on the periodic table, and that's cobalt, right in the middle of the vitamin B12 molecule. Cobalt is one of the rarest of all the elements, and it's found pretty much just in the Earth's core, although a little bit of it is found in the surface of the Earth. Cobalt is blue. Violets are blue, have that characteristic violet color because they absorb cobalt out of the ground. That violet color that you see in the flower violet is cobalt. You've seen cobalt blue bottles in department stores, and cobalt has always been cherished for its wonderful purple, blue, violet coloring. Well, it turns out that violet vibrates at the highest frequency of all the colors, and cobalt is extremely electromagnetic. It's used in electronics because it's one of the few minerals that has usable electromagnetic energy. It was actually used in World War II. The Germans made underwater mines that were made with cobalt-infused steel, and as a ship would pass by the mine, because the cobalt would emit an electromagnetic frequency and create an electromagnetic field, when a ship passed by and disturbed the field, an explosion would happen. So the electromagnetic properties of cobalt were used for military applications. Your cell phone is so tiny. Back in the days when cell phones were invented, when we first had cell phones, they were huge. They were like as big as your head. You may have seen some of these pictures from the old movies in the 70s and 80s where people would walk around with cell phones and there were these huge structures. Well, when they figured out how to make lithium ion batteries, and part of the whole lithium electronic componentry involves cobalt, they could shrink those cell phones. And one of the reasons that we have such tiny cell phones today is because of the electromagnetic power of cobalt. In the world of nutrition, the highly electromagnetic nature of cobalt probably has something to do with why vitamin B12 is so indispensable in the body and so active in such tiny, tiny amounts. In the future, when we understand more about frequency and its relationship to biochemistry and biology, we will probably find out that the electromagnetics of cobalt has a lot to do with the power of vitamin B12. We'll talk more about this super-duper important vitamin as well as adrenal health in the coming days, but I want to get to the phones. We've got a bunch of folks who want to talk to us. Mary in Tennessee, what's going on?
I bless you, and I thank God for the gift that you give to us every day.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Look, my sister had thyroid cancer surgery almost about a month or so ago, and I noticed some swelling in her feet and her legs.
Okay.
And also, her daughter tells me that she's having difficulty drinking water, or breathing, after she drinks water.
Did they take Mary, did they take her thyroid out entirely?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't been able to really speak with her because she hasn't been able to speak. And I don't try to talk to her a lot because, when she speaks. It's only on a little whisper.
Okay, well, let me give you a couple ideas. First of all, before I even do that, I have a really cool book on cancer. It's a 500-page book. I got it. I can send it to you via email if you shoot me an email. And also for all our other listeners, if you're dealing with cancer, it's a really powerful book with a ton of information in it. So why don't you, if you send me an email, Mary, or anybody else who's listening, if you want me to send this book out to you, give me a couple days and I'll send it out to you, okay? That's first of all. And then second of all, as far as having the thyroid removed, she's going to have to do she's going to really, really pay attention to how she lives her life from now forward, because the thyroid is the metabolic gland, and without a thyroid, it's going to be hard for her body to do its chemical work, basically. So a couple things you're going to want to do. You got to really focus on the digestive system and the diet. Any kind of toxins that go into the body, for anybody, is a problem, but without a thyroid, it becomes extra difficult for the body to process. I would be minimizing solid food as much as possible and working with soups and juices to reduce the load on the digestive system. She has to eat super cleanly. There's some important nutritional supplements that she can take. The B complex is very important for all thyroid issues. Vitamin C is important for protecting against cancer. She's not out of the woods, because cancer obviously can spread. So she wants to be making sure that she's not putting anything into her body that can cause problems with more cancers. Zeolite, bentonite clay, kale and clay, algaes and plankton can all help detoxify the body. Make sure she's oxygenating. Deep breathing or even hyperbaric oxygen chambers can be helpful for her. It might not be a bad idea for her to get glutathione injections. This is true for anybody who has cancer, by the way. Glutathione injectable. The body makes its own cancer fighters. The body makes its own cancer fighter, glutathione, but when the liver is compromised, and that, if you have cancer, chances are your liver's already been compromised, you may have a problem making glutathione. So, taking injectable glutathione is very important. Don't forget about essential fatty acids. They're highly anti-cancer because they help the body attract oxygen, and cancer hates oxygen. High doses of essential fatty acids, either the ultimate EFA from longevity or something like that, and make sure that she doesn't have any digestive symptoms. Those all need to be addressed. There's tons more to talk about, but that'll give you a good place to start. Thanks for your kind words, Mary, and thanks for calling. We're going to get to all our callers, so hang tight, Karen, Berta, and everybody else on the line. We'll get to all of you when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on Genesis Communication Network.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention military, law enforcement, recreational shooters, airsoft and paintballers. OpsGear is celebrating its 10th anniversary, and you can save 15% on your order right now. OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear for duty, range, field, guns, recreation, and more. Check out clothing, knives, targets, optics and gun accessories, molly gear, vests, bags and packs, multicam, holsters, boots, police gear, training supplies, and more. Or check us out online at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks for joining us today, folks. We're here every day, 5 days a week, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on our archive page. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, make sure you give Phyllis and Andy a call at 866-735-2470. Karen in Maryland, what's going on?
I went to the doctor because I had lots of nasal congestion and a persistent cough from post-nasal drip. And they told me I might have GERDs and tried to put me on a PPI. I refused to take it.
Okay.
And I've been trying the betaine hydrochloride.
And do you notice anything?
Yes, in three days I could.
Hello. All right, I want everybody to hear this. Hang on, Karen. I want everybody to hear this. So, Karen, and just you were talking a little bit of that, the abbreviation stuff. So, for our listeners, Karen had heartburn, which is GERD, G-E-R-D, gastroesophageal reflux disease. It's not exactly heartburn, but that's a good way of looking at it. Karen had heartburn. They tried to put her on a drug. I've been saying for years you got to get your stomach acidified. Having heartburn is a sign many times of too little acid, not too much. Karen took something called betaine hydrochloride, and within 3 days she noticed a difference, and this is about the zillionth time I've heard somebody say that. So anybody out there, people, if you have heartburn or GERD, check out betaine hydrochloride. You'll find that in the Ultimate Enzymes. There is a connection between the two, by the way, Karen, between the GERD and the sinus congestion. Sinus congestion usually means some kind of immune activation. Your body's immune system is fighting something. And one of the things that happens when the immune system becomes activated is everything opens up. Blood vessels open up and lymphatic vessels open up. And as everything opens up, fluid starts to leak. Sometimes people think that sinus congestion is a clogging or a closing, and it's the exact opposite. It's an opening. And so when the blood vessels open up and fluid starts to leak out, that's the body's defense response. And what the body's trying to do is wash all the bacteria and all the immune-activating enemy, whatever it is, an allergen or bacteria, trying to wash it out of the body. Now, here's the connection, and I'm glad you're thinking like this, Karen, because you always want to look at connections when you have multiple symptoms. The average person, your average physician even, isn't going to know that there's a connection between GERD and sinus congestion, but there is. When you have GERD or you have heartburn, chronic heartburn, what you have is a chronic stress response that causes a loosening of that valve. So what we're probably looking at here, Karen, is a chronic stress response that's causing both a loosening of the sphincter. It's not a valve. It's a sphincter between the stomach and the esophagus, and that causes the acid to splash back up again. By acidifying the stomach, you can help close that sphincter up, and that's why the acid works. So what we want to do is we want to figure out what's going on with that chronic stress response. Why is your body under chronic stress? And it could be a lot of things. The most likely suspect is going to be something that you're eating, and that's what you want to look for first. Always look for something that you're eating first. So look for when you have your heartburn or you have your GERD again, or you have your sinus congestion again, look for what you ate a couple hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, even 5 or 6 hours before. Write it down in a book and then see if you can notice some kind of trend. If you have any other digestive symptoms, that will help. If you have diarrhea, constipation, gas, bloating, then likewise, write it in a book and see what you ate 4 to 6 hours before. As you eliminate those foods, you should notice that your heartburn, your GERD is starting to go away. Make sure you're continuing with acidifying the stomach as well, because keeping the stomach acidified is also a great way to fight any kind of bacteria or toxins that are getting into the system. So stay on the betaine hydrochloride. You may want to take some more ultimate enzymes. Get on some probiotics, which are good bacteria that can help fight the bad bacteria and improve your immune response, and see if you can notice a connection between foods you're eating and sinus congestion and your heartburn symptoms. And that's awesome news, Karen. Thanks for sharing that, because you probably helped a lot of people with just that little piece of information. And good luck and God bless, and thanks for listening. All right, Ty in California, what's going on? Oh, we lost Ty. Okay, let's see. How about if we take Berto in California?
Okay.
Hey, Berto.
How you doing, boss? I have a quick question. I have a 3-year-old little girl that she's been getting the doctors call it what are they called? They're sores. Staph infection. And I just want to know, is there something I can give to my? I mean, she's 3 years old, so I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of things you could do. There's a lot of things you do. I'd be more concerned though what's going on with the staph infection. Tell me, she must have some other symptoms. Any asthma, eczema,
no.
Runny nose, ear infections?
Nope.
Nothing? Just staph infections?
Nothing. And it's in the diaper area where the doctor
okay.
says the warmness causes it.
No. It shouldn't have a problem with staph in the diaper area. Here's what you want to do. Treat that as a digestive issue. Is she drinking soy or dairy or anything like that?
She drinks a lot of milk.
Okay, get her off the cow's milk, right? Or mother's
yeah.
milk. Get her off the cow's milk, first of all. That's job number one. When you have diaper rash problems, chances are her body is pumping out the wrong kind of bacteria, and that's a sign that something's going on in her intestines. So, number one, get her off the cow's milk. If you want some kind of replacement, almond milk is a good replacement, but make sure that she's also on some kind of EFA, essential fatty acid supplement. You can give her maybe take one of those ultimate EFA capsules, put a pin in there, and squeeze it in the almond milk. Make sure it's unsweetened almond milk, though. You don't want to be giving her any extra sugar. And then secondly, get her on a good probiotic supplement. Probiotics are a good bacteria that can help out balance out the bad bacteria. That alone can make a big difference for a staph infection. So find a good probiotic supplement. There's a couple from Youngevity, the FloraFX or the Biolumin Nightly Essence. But whatever it is, get her on a good probiotic supplement. They're non-toxic. You don't have to worry about dosing. Just give her a good healthy dose, maybe 6 capsules or anywhere from 3 to 6 capsules a day. And then topically, as far as the infection goes, try some colloidal silver or some Lugol solution, L-U-G-O-L-S, Lugol solution. You can find that in a pharmacy. And then to heal the infection, not to kill the bacteria, but to heal the infection, get her on some topical vitamin C. And if you could find a fatty vitamin C, a fat-soluble vitamin C, that will help. But you want to treat any kind of diaper rash conditions, whether it's a staph infection or any other kind of diaper rash problem, as a digestive condition, and this is not atypical. It's not unusual if a child is drinking milk or eating grains or any other kind of allergen. Soy milk, by the way, is not a good alternative to cow's milk. A lot of people put their kids on soy milk instead of cow's milk, and while soy milk might be a little bit better than cow's milk, it has its own spectrum of problems. So stick with almond milk, and I hope that helps out. Don't forget the probiotics as well. Thanks so much for calling, Berto, and let's see if we can get one more in. John in Texas, what's up, buddy?
Hi. My wife and I were planning on doing a detox program, and turns out she's maybe 3 weeks pregnant.
Oh, congratulations.
So, thank you. We're very excited about that.
First baby?
Sure, you know.
Is it your first baby? Congratulations. How can I help?
Well, we're very health conscious. We do green smoothies, and I'm just wondering what else, what
for
to avoid
baby?
As far as the detox.
Okay, couple things. Watch out for gestational diabetes. That's the kind of blood sugar changes that women get when they're having a baby. It's somewhat common. What you want to do is make sure she's high protein, high essential fatty acid. A mother who takes essential fatty acid when she's pregnant is giving her baby one of the best gifts she could ever give. Moms who supplement with essential fatty acids have smarter babies and babies with better hand-eye coordination and more athletic babies. Because essential fatty acids that the mom takes build the baby's brain. So EFAs for the mom, zinc for the mom will also help build the baby's brain. And one of the most important things a pregnant woman can do is not stress. Because when you when your cortisol levels, your body's stress hormone levels rise, your baby becomes more sensitized to stress. And that's a baby that is going to be at risk for adrenal issues when the baby is born and for the rest of that baby's life. So the mom has to be making sure that any kind of cortisol or stress issues are kept under control. One of the best ways to do that, by the way, is deep breathing in, powerful exhaling out. Practice deep breathing techniques. If you go to any of those Lamaze classes, they'll teach you deep breathing techniques. But keep in mind, mothers-to-be, that if you are under undue stress, your baby is under undue stress, and that's a baby that will become much more sensitized to stress issues and adrenal issues later on in the baby's life. So please take care of that. You can also do all the kinds of things like playing music, classical music and relaxing music. All that is very helpful. Zinc and essential fatty acids are the two most important supplements, but all nutritional supplements are important, and keeping your blood sugar stable is also important. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much, folks. We'll continue our discussion on vitamin B12 coming up on our next program. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next. Check out my website, brightsideben.com. We'll talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
This is a special alert from eFoods Direct. Silver just dumped to a two-year low, and right now the stock market crashes and recrashes daily. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, companies fail, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the already too expensive food. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The all-time high cost of sugar is tripling. Those who tried to buy silver for security just lost a big piece of the food their silver might have bought before it crashed. So what are you going to do? Get as much food as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping to October 9th buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633, 24 hours. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.